Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. I'm getting all choked up watching the hearings this morning. I got up. They began just after 7 o'clock this morning, the hearings in our nation's capital. These are the impeachment hearings being conducted by Shifty Adam Schiff from the People's Republic of California. Kayleigh McEnany is press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. You've been monitoring what's been going on in our nation's capital. And your thoughts, any smoking gun you've seen in the first couple of hours?
No smoking gun that I've seen whatsoever. Adam Schiff, his first question out of the gate was about a new smoking gun that he thinks he found. And this smoking gun is quite interesting. It's Bill Taylor's staffer, so not Bill Taylor himself, but his staffer was sitting with Sondland, Ambassador Sondland, and he heard through the phone as Sondland was talking to the president information about a quid pro quo. So it now rests upon not just hearsay, but Bill Taylor hearing from a staffer who heard through a phone another person's conversation. I mean, the absurdity just can't get any greater than it currently is. That's called double hearsay. And by the way, inadmissible in a court of law, but admissible in the dictatorship of Adam Schiff's coup.
I know that there was, and I think the New York Times or CNN, I think it was CNN, found some sort of email that had talking points or strategy. Do you get a sense of what Republican strategy will be once they get their opportunity to question these witnesses and moving forward?
Yeah, I think Republican strategy will be to point out the truth, which is, hey, we've all seen the transcripts. We do not need hearsay or Bill Taylor's opinion of what the transcript says when we ourselves can read the transcript. We don't need the testimony of Bill Taylor, who's never spoken to the president. What we need are the facts. What we need are the transcript that Donald Trump willingly released that shows no quid pro quo. And I think that they'll keep going back to the heart of the matter. And the fact that these witnesses, by the way, haven't spoken with the president, never heard the call, learned about the call like all the rest of us when it was released and declassified. So the people you see testifying have no more information than your next door neighbor who might have happened to read the transcript, him or herself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious because the name Rudy Giuliani keeps coming up in some of this testimony, and that somehow he was conducting his own side strategy, his own policy, his foreign policy when it comes to Ukraine. Do you worry that Giuliani, who's been the personal attorney for the president, seems to be getting involved, or at least getting a lot of face time on this thing?
No, not in the slightest. In fact, I'm trying to pull it up here, but I have several quotes from Bill Taylor himself saying that it's not abnormal to have another channel that works on foreign policy. And there are some direct quotes from him that indicate, you know, even having a personal attorney involved is not something outside of the norm. And that was from his prior closed-door testimony, and I'll find that for you. But it delegitimizes the notion that there's anything wrong there when the very witness who we're all sitting here watching has prior testimony suggesting that this is not outside of the norm. In fact, the president has vast power when it comes to foreign policy. He can conduct foreign policy however he so chooses. He has what's called plenary power over foreign policy. And here's the quote. Bill Taylor said, you know, is it okay to have another channel for foreign policy. And Taylor said it can be okay. It can be helpful. It's not unusual to ask people outside of the government to play a role. So very different kind of tone when he was cross-examined behind closed doors.
I was going to say back-channel diplomacy has been done for as long as I can remember, whether it's Vietnam, whether it's the war in Iraq, whether it's getting hostages home. I mean, we use back channels all the time, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. And all the time, we look into corruption in various countries before we give aid. That's also something that's not outside of the norm. Ukraine has a history of corruption, and President Trump has a history of being skeptical of U.S. aid going to countries when he thinks that it will be put to ill use. He's scrutinized aid with the Northern Triangle countries, various other countries as well, including Ukraine. And in fact, there's an agreement by law that Ukraine has to look into corruption, that it is completely kosher to ask about corruption from the Ukrainians who, as I mentioned, have a long history of it. So, you know, that's not outside of the norm. All of these, those who are testifying, who have worked in Ukrainian relations, acknowledge that corruption is kind of par for the course when it comes to Ukraine. So to try to get to the bottom of that before U.S. taxpayer dollars go overseas is also something that's not outside of the norm.
One of the first Republicans that I heard using this defense, well, it's not necessarily great conduct, you know, it's not necessarily wrong, but it might be inappropriate, but there's nothing that's impeachable here. John Cornyn was the first guy I heard of use that defense. Is that something we're going to hear more of, that maybe some of the stuff that went on, you might not agree with it from a policy perspective, but it's certainly not impeachable?
Well, that's certainly not something you'll hear from the campaign, that you're going to hear from many Republican allies, because we don't believe that there was anything wrong here. You know, the president has said this was a perfect phone call. That's something that we certainly believe to be the case here. When you look at the actual phone call, and the Ukrainian president asked about Javelin missiles, the president responds, President Trump, yes, you know, we'll talk about that, but I need you to get to the bottom of 2016 election interference. And it was only many, many words down, in fact, like 600 words down, that Joe Biden was even mentioned. And it was after Zelensky prompted the mention of Joe Biden by mentioning Giuliani first. So we don't see anything wrong here. And our line of reasoning is certainly not that. It's that the president acted above board, and it's Democrats who are just trying to raise this coup against a sitting president. If it's not Russia, it's going to be Ukraine. And who knows what their next big scandal will be. They always have a flavor of the week.
Kayleigh McEnany joining us, press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect, talking about the impeachment hearings. I know the Republicans, they have requested to interview or have testify Hunter Biden. I have not seen it formally, but has Schiff formally turned down that request?
He has mentioned, I believe it was Sunday, that is not a request that he would permit. In terms of formally answering the Republican witnesses with a document, he has not done so. And today he was confronted by a Republican congresswoman about, you know, will the Republican witnesses be allowed to testify? He refused to answer, also refused to answer at what point he would give that answer about which Republican witnesses would be able to testify. And this is obviously something that departs from previous impeachment inquiries, where the minority party is always allowed to call witnesses. And why this departs from the norm is because Democrats know the truth is not on their side. They can't allow the norm to happen because it will expose what they're doing here. So instead, they have to orchestrate this drama for the American public, having tested all the witnesses behind closed doors, having, you know, Adam Schiff questioned for 45 minutes before a Republican even gets to speak. They've orchestrated this because they want this to be a carefully crafted drama for the American public to see.
What is it specifically that Hunter Biden should be able to testify to? What is the information that we should want to glean from Hunter Biden?
Well, how he got this lucrative gig. Did his father know about this? Joe Biden claims he didn't, but we have testimony from George Kent that the vice president's office was made aware of this multiple times, both from George Kent and other State Department officials. You know, what was this prosecutor in Ukraine fired was $1 billion in U.S. aid leveraged to get a prosecutor fired to protect Joe Biden's son. These are important questions because when we talk about corruption in Ukraine, a big part of that involves questions about Joe Biden, because guess what? He doesn't just happen to be a current political opponent of the president. He's a former vice president of the United States. So it's not about a political opponent. It's about corruption at the highest levels of the U.S. government, getting to the bottom of that, also getting to the bottom of Ukrainian potential interference in the U.S. election. It's a multiplicity of factors, and Hunter Biden is certainly at the heart of one of those.
I want to take you into a different area for just a minute. There's news today on FoxNews.com that Lisa Page, remember her, the star-crossed yes. lover of Peter Strzok, admitted that the Obama Department of Justice ordered a stand-down on Clinton email prosecution. What do we know about this, and why is this just now coming out?
Well, that's the first I've heard about this, but it certainly, the way you describe it, seems to fit in with a theme that I just put out on Twitter that seems to be emanating from the Democrats, and that new standard in U.S. law is that if you're a, quote, political opponent, you are immune from any sort of accountability or prosecution. Joe Biden, totally immune because he's currently a political opponent, and now Hillary Clinton, yet again, more evidence, she's immune from prosecution because she happened to be a friend of Obama, worked in his administration, happens to have a D behind her name, and happened to be a political opponent of President Trump. So that is remarkable, if that's the case and the facts bear that out, that, again, Obama covering for Hillary Clinton and misdeeds that we all would be held accountable for.
Is the president going to be live tweeting throughout the hearings? I have not had a chance to monitor the first hour or so of the proceedings, but I'm curious, is the president going to be monitoring this?
I don't know if he'll be watching. I know he's got a busy schedule over there leading the free world. So I don't know if he'll be monitoring, but I'm certainly sure that he will catch wind of it. He's already tweeted out or retweeted out a few things about the hearing. So I know he sees this as the coup that it really is, and he's not going to let it get him down, and he's going to continue working for the American people, which is why he was put in this place, and he's succeeding, which is why Democrats are trying to take him out of this place.
I want to take you out of the role as advocate for the president and put you into political pundit, see if you can put that hat on. There's new news today that Mayor Pete Buttigieg has catapulted ahead of the Democrat field in a new Monmouth poll in Iowa. The South Bend, Indiana mayor, the choice of 22% of Democrats, followed by Joe Biden at 19%, Elizabeth Warren with 18%, Bernie Sanders 13%. What is going on over on the Democrat side? And do you view Mayor Pete, who has very limited experience in anything other than, I guess, running the city of South Bend, Indiana, are you surprised by this?
No, not at all, because this is yet another Democrat flavor of the week. They're so discontent with their choices in the Democrat primary that each week we have a new front runner. First it was Joe Biden, then it was Elizabeth Warren. There's a brief flirtation with Bernie. Now Buttigieg appears to be at the top as Deval Patrick and Bloomberg wait on the sidelines. There's no one they think can beat Donald Trump. There's no good choices, which is why we see this real discontent in the field. And notably, we didn't see that with the 2016 Republican primary. Jeb Bush was the front runner initially, and pretty quickly, like almost directly after President Trump declared, he became the front runner and stayed in that position forevermore until he became the nominee. We knew who we wanted. We knew who was best for this nation. Democrats, just again, it's the flavor of the week, and we'll see who ends up emerging as the one to take on Donald Trump and be defeated by Donald Trump.
Final minute. Look at your crystal ball. Does Hillary jump into the race?
I certainly think it could happen. You know, she had an interview yesterday where she indicated, look, I never say never. Many people want me to come off the sidelines, but, hey, I'm not going to do it right now. It's not in my immediate plans, but I never say never. And I don't underestimate the ego of a scorned politician like Hillary Clinton. So I could certainly see her getting in.
Hey, Kaylee, it's always great visiting with you. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And we'll continue to monitor, along with you, these hearings in our nation's capital. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kaylee McEnany, press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. Stick around. More to do. We'll let you hear some of the opening statements. That's all coming up live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Your Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30 right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Let's stick together, loving you weather.
You got to love that. You got to love it. Let's see here. I want you to hear from Peter King. Much was made of the announcement over the weekend that he would not be running for re-election. And after 28 years in Congress, he is going to step aside. He was on last night with Martha McCallum, and this, which is a pretty good reason why he is stepping down. This is cut number three. Peter King, the congressman from New York, member of the Homeland Security Committee.
It was after 28 years of spending 4 days a week down in Washington. I loved every minute of it, don't get me wrong, but actually I'm very close to my family. In fact, I'm not a big vacation guy. Either go to Notre Dame football games or I spend the weekends with my grandchildren. Yeah. And my daughter just had to move to North Carolina. So they're down in North Carolina with my grandchildren. And I just thought after all these years, maybe it's time to spend more time with them. Again, it was great so long as they were nearby, but now to have to work out travel and everything. And yeah. Maybe it sounds trivial, but to me, that was sort of what put it over the top. But I think
it's nice that you like your family. I think that's a pretty good quality in a human being, and that you want to spend time with them.
That's Martha McCallum with Peter King, the congressman from New York. He was a leader in getting first responders the money and support that they needed after 9/11. I'm kind of sad to see him go. By the way, he says that he polls well ahead, 30 points ahead of any of the Democrats that were going to run against him, and that he's getting out simply because he wants to be with his family. That's a noble thing. There's nothing that says politicians should stay for not 28 years, but 30 years. I mean, I almost like the idea. These guys are citizen legislators, except at some point they become legislators. And we pay them, what, $174,000 a year? Yeah, I'm almost glad to see him go. We'll get some new blood in there, new Republican blood. That'll be good. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'm going to let you hear opening statements from Devin Nunes, from Adam Schiff. That's all next, live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
It's green chili season at Taco Time.
It's chili season everywhere, my friend. I'm freezing.
No, green chili as in chili sauce.
More like purple chili as in I'm turning purple.
You're not getting it. Green chili season at Taco Time means you get their fresh-made, handcrafted, tangy green chili sauce on your choice of three different items. The green chili burrito, green chili chimichanga, even a green chili enchilada.
That sounds delicious, but I'd rather get them hot.
Oh boy.
Green chili menu items for a limited time only at Taco Time. Get them while they're hot.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good, sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Don't miss the Silver State Scoreboard Show, featuring scores, updates, and interviews about high school football from around Nevada. Join host Lee Adams, TJ Sarbacker, and Spencer Santee at 10 p.m. every Friday on this station. Read about it at SilverStateScoreboard.com. It's the Silver State Scoreboard Show, presented by Wells Fargo and Wells Fargo Advisors.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Hello, Nevada. This is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior, and I am so excited to be right here where Nevada comes to talk every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6. I talk about the real news, about what's going on in the state of Nevada and the nation, and I love taking your phone calls to hear what's on your mind. Join me, War, Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons 3 until 6, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
I built a railroad. I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad.
It is live and local now for a Wednesday. It is a hump day. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sterling Credit Group. In just 90 days, the folks at Sterling Credit Group can repair your credit score and repair your life. And they back up that claim with a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Wherever you may be listening across the state of Nevada, these folks can help you, and they can help you in 90 days or less. That's 833-91-LEND-1, or check them out at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance. I want you to hear from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
God!
No.
No, God, please, no! No!
We got to do this. No, we got to do this. No, we've got to do this. Adam Schiff, his opening statement today talking about what we still... By the way, how can we not know everything about this? They've been releasing transcripts for the last 2 weeks. But anyway, this is talking about what we still don't know. This is Cut 8. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
Although we have learned a great deal about these events in the last several weeks, there are still missing pieces. The president has instructed the State Department and other agencies to ignore congressional subpoenas for documents. He has instructed witnesses to defy subpoenas and refuse to appear. And he has suggested that those who do expose wrongdoing should be treated like traitors and spies. These actions will force Congress to consider, as it did with President Nixon, whether Trump's obstruction of the constitutional duties of Congress constitute additional grounds for impeachment. If the president can simply refuse all oversight, particularly in the context of an impeachment proceeding, the balance of power between our two branches of government will be irrevocably altered. That is not what the founders intended. And the prospects for further corruption and abuse of power in this administration or any other will be exponentially increased. This is what we believe the testimony will show, both as to the president's conduct and as to his obstruction of Congress. The issue that we confront is the one posed by the president's acting chief of staff when he challenged Americans to get over it. If we find that the president of the United States abused his power and invited foreign interference in our elections, or if he sought to condition, coerce, extort, or bribe an ally into conducting investigations to aid his reelection campaign and did so by withholding official acts, a White House meeting, or hundreds of millions of dollars of needed military aid, must we simply get over it? Is this what Americans should now expect from their president? If this is not impeachable conduct, what is? Does the oath of office itself, requiring that our laws be faithfully executed, that our president defend a constitution that balances the powers of its branches, setting ambition against ambition so we become no monarchy, still have meaning? These are the questions we must ask and answer, without rancor if we can, without delay regardless, and without party favor and without prejudice if we are true to our responsibilities. Benjamin Franklin was asked what kind of a country America was to become. A republic, he answered, if you can keep it. The fundamental issue raised by the impeachment inquiry into Donald J. Trump is, can we keep it?
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
Well, that was Adam Schiff this morning at the impeachment hearings, the House Intelligence Committee. Now, last night, Sean Hannity went after Adam Schiff and Joe Biden, and that these hearings really are the height of hypocrisy. And I want you to listen. This is cut one. This is Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. As the Ukraine impeachment hearings open, Joe Biden is at the center of a huge hypocrisy. Listen to this.
Tonight, we're witnessing perhaps the most shameless hypocrisy of all and the examples of it, because you've got this corrupt, compromised coward for 3 years, nothing but a congenital liar. And he's, by the way, lied in this case already. Adam Schiff is going to kick off this public witch trial into whether or not President Trump engaged in a quid pro quo. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to change that. X that out. Oh, now we'll call it extortion with the country of Ukraine. And of course, he's alleging the president traded U.S. aid in exchange for Ukraine's cooperation and election interference and an investigation. The interesting thing is, not one time, do you know, in that call, not once, in that phone call, not a single time, did they ever bring up the issue of aid. Not once. And then they ignore completely, again, only a Democrat can do this, only the mob can do this, a corrupt investigation into Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Democrats want you to forget three things. One, the United States has a cooperation agreement with Ukraine to investigate crimes. Election interference is a crime. Using taxpayer dollars, quid pro quo, Joe, you get the billion, you fire the prosecutor investigating my son. That probably is illegal, too. And the president, you're also forgetting this. Number two, he has a sworn duty to uphold the laws of the land. Number three, there is clear evidence of potential crimes. Now, when it comes to interference, we know Politico detailed how the country of Ukraine was actively working to elect Hillary Clinton, coordinating with a DNC operative who met with them at the Ukrainian embassy in Washington. And when, a Ukraine court confirmed all this. But when it comes to creepy, crazy Joe 30330, we actually have video evidence of a real quid pro quo and him bragging about it. Just so happens to be with the country of Ukraine. Joe, yes, threatened to withhold $1 billion if a Ukrainian prosecutor wasn't fired within 6 hours. Now, ask yourself this question tonight. Why would a sitting vice president of the United States care about some dopey prosecutor in Ukraine? Well, I think we know the answer. Probably had something to do with the fact that Vice President Biden, remember, he was told by the New York Times and others that this prosecutor was investigating his son, Hunter. He's not a kid. He's like 49 years old. Now, zero experience Hunter Biden. He was getting paid millions and millions of dollars from a Ukrainian and gas or energy giant, Burisma Holdings. At the same time, his father was in charge of U.S.-Ukrainian relations for the Obama administration. Now, Hunter must have offered great experience in Ukraine. Nope. Energy. Nope. Oil. None. Gas. None. A quid pro quo, Joe, wants you to believe there's zero evidence of any potential wrongdoing. What you're about to see is a lie. Take a look.
Look, I think that's every single solitary, serious investigator, including your network and others, have looked at this, have said there's absolutely zero basis to the accusation that I acted any way inappropriately or that my son did. This is all about Trump trying to create a diversion.
What Joe Biden said right there is a lie. He's the only corrupt player that we know of with Ukraine. So he would prefer you don't believe his own bragging video evidence and don't believe that zero experience Hunter Biden's multi-million dollar payday with Ukraine actually happened.
There you have it. Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. You want to talk about hypocrisy? How about that? This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, you've heard him on the show many, many times, and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, and your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll let you hear Devin Nunes. He is the ranking member. That means the highest ranking Republican on this House Intelligence Committee. And we'll let you hear the Republican attitude. And again, the word hypocrisy keeps coming up again and again and again. Quick break. We'll come back. You'll hear from Devin Nunes when we return on Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775 229 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
The best there is. Was, forever will be.
Great to have you with us. It is live and local now. By the way, there's nobody better. There just is nobody better. And for those of you that don't know, I did commentary, if you will, play-by-play, back in the 1980s, I believe it was, and worked with Ric Flair extensively. What a great guy. I've flown halfway across the country with him, hung out with him, done interviews with him, and even had a couple of cocktails with him along
Good.
The way. But
God, he is fabulous.
He is the nature boy. He is the absolute best. I promised I'd let you hear the Republican response to Adam Schiff. After Adam Schiff went on for about 10 minutes, then it was time for Devin Nunes. And he immediately accused the Democrats of hypocrisy. We heard this from Sean Hannity. The hypocrisy is absolutely extensive in this presentation as you listen to the two witnesses today and the lead up to it. This was Devin Nunes just a couple of hours ago.
I've noted before, the Democrats have a long habit of accusing Republicans of offenses they themselves are committing. Let's recall, for years they accused the Trump campaign of colluding with Russia when they themselves were colluding with Russia by funding and spreading the Steele dossier, which relied on Russian sources. And now they accuse President Trump of malfeasance in Ukraine when they themselves are culpable. The Democrats cooperated in Ukrainian election meddling, and they defend Hunter Biden's securing of a lavishly paid position with a corrupt Ukrainian company, all while his father served as vice president. Despite this hypocrisy, the Democrats are advancing their impeachment sham. But we should not hold any hearings at all until we get answers to three crucial questions the Democrats are determined to avoid asking. First, what is the full extent of the Democrats' prior coordination with the whistleblower? And who else did the whistleblower coordinate this effort with? Second, what is the full extent of Ukraine's election meddling against the Trump campaign? And third, why did Burisma hire Hunter Biden? And what did he do for them? And did his position affect any U.S. government actions under the Obama administration? These questions will remain outstanding because Republicans were denied the right to call witnesses that know these answers. What we will witness today is a televised theatrical performance staged by the Democrats. Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel.
Tell you what, Devin Nunes is speaking right now in Washington, D.C. Let's go to him live.
Ambassador Taylor, Mr. Kent, President Trump's concerns about Ukraine's role in the 2016 election, you believe he genuinely believed they were working against him, right? Ambassador Taylor?
Mr. Kessler, I don't know what President or candidate Trump was thinking about the Ukrainians.
I mean, didn't he in this Oval Office meeting on May 23rd after the Zelensky inauguration, didn't he lament that the Ukrainians
when
were
we come back credit C-SPAN.
I heard that his response to the suggestion that Mr. Zelensky visit Mr. Trump, President Trump, in the Oval Office was not well received, and that he had concerns about Ukrainians, yes.
But from the president's perspective, if the ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, one of the most influential diplomats, is penning an op-ed, certainly with the okay of President Poroshenko, the DNC consultants are conferring with Ukrainian officials at the embassy. Former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk is saying things on social media. Interior Minister Avakov, who has spanned both the Poroshenko and the Zelensky realm, is also saying some very unkind things on social media about the president. You certainly can appreciate that President Trump was very concerned that some elements of the Ukrainian establishment were not in favor of him, did not support him, and were out to get him.
If I go to, and I'll allow the question, but parliamentary inquiry, are you seriously interrupting our time here?
I will allow the question. I won't dock this from the time. I just want to be clear, Ambassador, if you're able to verify the things that counsel has asked you in the prerequisite of the question, that's fine. Otherwise, in questions from the majority or the minority that may assume facts not in evidence before you, you should be cautioned about that.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
The time is with Minority Counsel.
Mr. Ratcliffe.
Chairman, I sat here through the first 45 minutes and literally had an objection to almost the foundation of every question that Mr. Goldman asked regarding facts not in evidence, leading. But House Resolution 660 does not say that we are under the federal rules of evidence. If it is your position that I should be asserting objections to questions that violate the federal rules of evidence, let me know now.
Because this is Congressman John Ratcliffe, Republican from the 4th District of Texas.
I will allow the question.
I think the gentleman has a different question about the rules. So what are the rules that are going to govern this?
Does the ranking member seek recognition?
I'm yielding you to a question I just asked you.
For what purpose do you seek recognition?
To answer Mr. Ratcliffe's question.
I have answered it. Resume your question.
Respectfully, Mr. Chairman, you haven't answered my question whether or not I should be assumes facts not in evidence or leading objections to questions that are posed from this point forward. That's my question.
Mr. Ratcliffe, I'll say once again, I'm not objecting to the question, but I am instructing the witness that they should not presume questions from the majority or the minority that may represent facts not in evidence are correct. I have answered the question. We will resume the questioning and resume the clock.
Okay. There you have it. That's from this morning. In fact, that was live. They're getting into procedure now, and essentially what they're saying is that some of these questions that the Republicans are going to be asking may be out of order. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Also, Megan Barth in our next hour, actually. A busy 10 o'clock hour. Stick around, lots more to do. Also, we've got new polling in Iowa. It's very good news for Mayor Pete and not very good news for Joe Biden. Talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.